There's two major types of songs. There's praise songs and that we sing to the Lord. Then there's prayer songs that we sing about what we need to do, and that's a great song. Lord, give me the spirit of brokenness. And just a wonderful song. Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. Pastor is a little under the weather, so ta-da! I pray for God to heal him every Monday. And as long as it's not too bad. So, Lord, now you can heal him. I'm up here. So, hallelujah. I appreciate him allowing me to preach. And he told me this morning when we met, he's like, be ready to preach tonight. And he said, Pastor has never told me what to preach on. I think he said it without even thinking about it. He said, today's Love Your Family, preach on the family. I was like, I don't think I have any, you know, messages on the family that I can just pull out of the hat. But I told my wife, I said, as soon as he said that, a verse came to my heart. It just, you know, asked for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. I just kept thinking of that. Then Dr. Barbara mentioned it this morning. And then I get to preach after Dr. Barbara. That's always fun. Man who knows the Bible, it's like the two spectrums of preachers. So I'll show you. It's the beggar and the rich man. You know, I mean, it's just two separate things there. And Dr. Barbara still got it. And if I ain't got it whenever I'm that age, Lord, go ahead and take me. So, but man, he is just amazing, amazing preacher. I appreciate him. Look at Joshua chapter 24 and verse 1. Verse 1. I believe a lot of times we read verse 15 and we don't get the context of who Joshua's talking to. Now, let's just kind of get the setting here. Joshua's at the end of his life. He's giving some departing words, and we'll see who he's giving these departing words to. I think once we understand that, we'll understand verse 15 in a greater sense. Notice what he says, and Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And then it goes on to say, and Joshua sent in all the people. So notice Joshua calls for the heads of the 12 tribes, the leaders of the home and the leaders of the 12 tribes to come, and he addresses them. Now notice verse 15, which we all know. He says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you serve. So Joshua basically draws a line in the sand and tells these leaders and says, hey, choose you this day whether you're going to serve. By the way, they had good leaders and they had bad leaders down through time. Some serve the Lord, some serve other gods. He said, now's the time in Israel's time. And matter of fact, he's dealing with really Israel's past in this scripture a lot. He gives some history there about Israel. He says, this is what God's done, but this is what you need to do. You have to make a choice today of who you're going to choose, who you're going to serve. But he reads on down. He says, whether the gods of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood of the gods of the Amorites and whose land you dwell. But notice what he said. He said, you know what? Y'all do what you want to. You got to make that choice. I can't make it for you. By the way, as Brother Crawford stands up here and preaches and prays for you and preaches to us every week, he cannot make me and you serve the Lord. He can't. He can preach to us. He can love us. He can shepherd us. But at the end of the day, you have to choose. And the sad thing is that some people choose wrong. But here's what Joshua said. You know what? You have to make a choice. But as for me and my house, by the way, it is me and my house. We will serve the Lord. By the way, that's a great statement. It's a definite statement that says we are going to do this. And by the way, there's some other versions out there that change the wording of as for me and my house. It says for me and my home or for me and my family. There's some other versions. I like house. Because that means whoever's in my house is going to serve the Lord. Amen. If the relatives come, and my mother-in-law's been here, she does devotions with us, you know. She didn't get the cop out. And we really, you know, gauge them toward her while she's here. So, you know. No, I'm just kidding. We deal with all the cooking ones, you know, cook more food for your son-in-law, you know. It's in the Bible somewhere. I had to get a couple different versions to find that, But I just want to preach on this subject tonight, my house. As he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, we love you. Thank you for the night. And Lord, I do pray for Pastor. I know he's not feeling well this morning. And Father, I do pray you put a healing hand upon him. And God, I pray that you would meet with us tonight. Lord, none of us here have figured out, Lord, how to raise our children and how to be the fathers and mothers we need to be. But Lord, we're all working on it. And Lord, we need your help through your word and through your Holy Spirit to guide us and to correct us where we're wrong. And so God, tonight I pray through, Lord, the life of Joshua, we would see, Lord, the homes we need. And Lord, help us to focus on our house. And Father, I pray that you would bless tonight. Lord, I yield myself to you, to your word, to your Holy Spirit. And Father, I ask that you would speak through me now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I bet you can't think how many points I have tonight. 3 points. And I really want to go through this. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. But I want you to notice, if you will, there. Matter of fact, I believe a lot of us tonight, or I believe all of us tonight, all desire for our house to be a house that honors and glorifies God. I don't believe there's anybody that sets out in life and says, man, I hope my house doesn't do those things. I believe all of us set out to be the parents we ought to be, the children we ought to be, the Christians we ought to be. I believe that's our desire as a Christian, is to have a house that honors and magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, none of us are perfect in that area. There's not a home here tonight that is perfect. There's homes with people in it. They're imperfect, right? Because we are human beings. But we ought to strive to have a house. And I believe that a lot of times the reason our homes are not what they should be is that we focus on somebody else's house too much. Hello? We focus on, you know, well, so-and-so, man, I tell you what, they just, you know, we worry about everybody else instead of worrying about my house. And Joshua said, look, I've tried to lead you, I've tried to guide you and be a shepherd to you as the children of Israel. He says, but at the end of the day, you have to choose. He says, I love what he says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We've determined that. So I want to look at 3 things tonight. And well, let me give you this. 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's what all of us want. We want our children, we want our families to walk in truth. And we're going to look at that here in a little bit. Number one, I want you to notice the reason to serve. Notice what Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. If you read chapter 24, I believe the word serve is in there some like 9 to 10 times that he says serve, serve. And we're going to look at some of those. Go back, if you will, to verse 13. Verse 13, he gives the reason to serve. That our homes ought to serve. Verse 13 says, and I have given you land, verse 13, for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye build not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted not, do you eat. So he goes on down, verse 24 is kind of chapter 24 is just kind of really a review of Israel's past. And Joshua reminds him. Matter of fact, in chapter 24, there's an amazing thing. All of what God did for Israel is mentioned here, but not the backsliding that Israel did to God. You see, the reason that we ought to serve God, the reason our homes ought to serve God, is because God's been good to us. God has given us, matter of fact, if you notice verse 13, if you want to put a heading above verse 13, the word that describes verse 13 is the word grace. He was giving them things that they did not work for. Anybody there? Hello. That's what grace is, right? You don't work for grace. God just gives it to you. It's that which you don't deserve. That God gives you that unmerited favor. By the way, how are we going to serve without the grace of God? It enables us to serve Him. It covers up the mistakes that mom and dad's make in the home. I ask God for a truckload of grace every day. Because daddy's going to mess it up. Hallelujah. It is so quiet in here. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, y'all don't say amen. Reverse psychology. Nobody say amen. Don't enjoy this at all, okay? All right? But notice what he says. He says that he give them land which they did not labor for, cities which they built not, vineyards and olive yards which they planted not, and they do eat. They reap of the benefits of something they didn't put any time in, but God gave it to them. Why? So they could serve Him. God didn't want His people busy trying to do all these things so they could not serve Him. He gave them those things so they could have the ability to serve Him.
Hallelujah for that. That's why God blesses us. And when He blesses us with the health and He blesses us with the wealth that He gives us and the spiritual knowledge that we have, He wants us to turn around and apply it into serving Him. Mom and dads, our homes ought to be homes that serve. And when I look at my house includes me, my wife, and my three children. And whoever else may be over there at the time. Notice he called in verse 1 the elders and the officers and those that were the heads. By the way, you know who God holds responsible for the homes? You fathers. You say, well, if there's not a father, whoever's the head. I was raised in a single-parent home for most of my life. My mom raised me, and by the way, she did a very good job. Amen. There was times my mother worked two jobs. There was times that we didn't have much, but I'll tell you what, Mom spent time with me. Mom made sure she pointed me in the right direction. Did she make every decision right? No, but you know what? Neither have I. I'm very thankful that even though I did not have necessarily that father figure in my life, God's grace came in and He gave me father figures in my life. And guess what? Here I am. I get so tired of hearing people say, well, I came from a single parent home. That's why I turned out the way I did. No, choose you this day whom you will serve. Don't use your home as an excuse. By the way, there's some good people that come out of wicked homes. How that happens? God's grace. That's all I can explain. But listen to me. If you're here tonight and you're a father and mother in a home and you got children, take it so seriously that God has put you in a position for your house to serve Him. Why? Because the reason is that He's blessed you with all that you need to serve Him. You ever went? And we have that problem around here sometimes at the church. Brother Chad and Brother Laddell know what I'm talking about. We'll say, all right, today we're going to build this. You ever watch this old house? Anybody used to watch? I used to love watching this old house. Never watched. We weren't allowed to watch Yankee Workshop. That was against our home rules. And so some of y'all figure that out later. But we could watch this old house even though they were Yankees too. And so we would watch that and man, I was like, man, I could build that. I'd go outside and realize I don't have miter saw. I don't have the little peg. I don't have this. They have all the right tools. That's why they can build all that. And around here at the church, Brother Chad's nodding his head. We'll go, we're going to build that. We can build it. We get into it. We realize, well, after a trip to my house, to pastor's house, call Brother Kelly Clark, see if he's got one of them. You know, by the time we get, no lie, by the time we get all of what we need to build it with, it's time to go home. Call Brother Martin, ask him to bring us. That's, you know, sometimes we don't have all of the tools that we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish. But as children of God and as families, God has blessed us with everything we need to serve Him. By the way, the Bible says to serve Him with joy. That's the way we ought to serve Him. Ooh, number two. A resolve to serve. Not only a reason to serve, but number two, a resolve to serve. Notice what he says. He says in verse 15, he says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Make up your mind. By the way, Revelation said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. Right? I don't want you to be wishy-washy in this, is what Joshua's saying. He says, choose you this day. Not tomorrow, but choose you this day. Whom you're going to serve, whether the gods of your fathers that served on the other side of the flood, the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. He says, but as for me and my house, here's the result. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No question about it. We're going to serve the Lord. I don't care if the whole country of Israel serves other gods, but this house is going to serve the Lord. You see, as an American, we can't look out at this world and say, well, my soul, they're taking God out of here and taking the Bible out of here. What are we going to do? Hey, don't worry about it. Just ask for you and your house, serve the Lord. That's what's going to change America is that Michael Wiggins says, you know what, Michael Wiggins, worry about your own house. Sometimes we worry about the White House more than we are our house. Amen. Hey, listen, I can't change what's happening up there other than me getting on my knees and praying and allowing God to change it. But I can't change my home. And until my home's perfect, and the only time my home is perfect is right now. There's nobody there. Well, except for our dog, and she's pretty perfect. But see, the thing is that we must have a resolve to serve the Lord.
By the way, whenever I was growing up with my mother, my grandmother especially, they didn't give you a choice what you wanted to do. We didn't have a poll on Sunday morning. My mom didn't come in my bedroom. Now, do you want to sleep in today? My mom does what I do to my kids nowadays. Well, I'm a little worse than my kids. I have a squirt bottle for my kids now. But Brody's been sleeping on the couch because mother-in-law's there, and we give her the best bed. But I walk through in the mornings. When I wake the kids up, I walk through, I grab the cover. I pull Brody's cover off of him, go to Shelby's bedroom, get Bailey up. Granny usually has those up, hallelujah for her. But I pull the cover back. I take that cover off of them. Get up! They don't have a choice whether they're going to school or not. So why would I give them a choice whether they're coming to church or not? Amen. You get up! I'd rather you learn here today than at school tomorrow. Because they may miss the very day that God saves their soul. That God calls them onto the mission field. That God calls them to be a doctor, a nurse. I don't want them to miss that. Now, if they're sick, pull the cover back over there, give them a mess, and go back to sleep. What I'm saying is that whenever my mom used to wake me up, she'd pull that cover back. Get up! Well, I don't want to go to church. Woo! You didn't say that. Set my backside on fire, Lord. Set my backside on fire. That's what we'd sing. Mama didn't give us a choice. Just as we didn't get choices whether we went to school. We went. By the way, I think as fathers here tonight, we need to, you say, well, I don't want to make my kids do anything. You're a liar if you say that. Because you're going to make them get up in the morning. If they're sick, you're going to make them go to the doctor as much as they don't want to go. If their tooth's falling out, you're going to take them to the dentist. You're going to make them go there. You make them go long enough, they'll love to go pretty soon. Hallelujah. I love coming to church now. Nobody has to make me go to church anymore. I want to go to church. But here's the thing is that there must be a resolve to serve. And Joshua said it perfectly. He said, you know what? You guys choose this day who you're going to serve. He says, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua said, I can't make you serve the Lord. He says, but I can do something about my house. If you're a single mom here tonight, you're a single dad here tonight, hey, listen, just make a resolve and say, we're going to serve the Lord. If your home's mom and dad in there and you got kids in there, just make a resolve and say, we're going to serve the Lord. If it's just, hallelujah, if all the kids are gone and it's just you and mama there, there should be a great resolve. There's no problems in the home, is there, if the kids are gone? I'm just kidding. But some of y'all, can we laugh there or not? You know, some of y'all without kids went, y'all were giving me the thumbs up, I saw you. But just serve the Lord. Make a resolve. Say, we're going to serve the Lord. You say, well, what do I do when I mess up? It's just like when you sin. Ask God to forgive you and go on and do it again. I tell you what, if there is not an example to you of somebody who has a resolve as Brother Crawford is, then there is no example to you. I've never seen a man more determined to just... I'm telling you, I wish I had his optimism. I'm a realist. I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. But Pastor is such an optimist. I mean, I'm going to lose weight. Boom, he'll start that diet again. Boom, he done. He going to start it again. If it's me, I'm done. I'm like, phew. But I've never seen a man. And you know what? He never, and Brother Latter, where he went, is that Brother Latter say, you want to take these people off the list? They're not coming along. No, keep them on there. Because in his mind, he believes they're going to come back. He just has a resolve to just start over again. If you mess up, start over again. I don't have that in me. I have that quitter's mentality. When you fail so many times, you're just like, you know, you fall, get up. That's easy to say, but it's hard to do. But Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As a father, I've messed up things at my home. I've allowed my temper to get the best of me. I've allowed my attitude to get the best of me. My kids have never heard me cuss a day in their life. They've never seen me do a lot of things. But I'll tell you what, they've seen me lose my temper. And you know what I have to do? I have to go back and say, forgive me. Daddy's not perfect. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We may have to redo some things, right? We may have to ask God to forgive us, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going forward. And then I want you to look at number 3, and we'll stay here just for a moment. We'll be done. A recipe to serve. There's an actual recipe in here, and it's not for a cake. It's for how to serve. And I've read this scripture 100 times. And the Lord just showed this to me, and I hope that it'd be a blessing to you. But if you look at verse 14, look at verse 14, if you will. Notice that he gives the recipe for serving. I hope that you'll go back and read the whole chapter 24 and how he talks about serving in this chapter. But verse 14 is amazing because it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord." Now here it is. He says, "And serve him." And he's going to give you two things how to serve him. Number one, in serenity, okay? Notice what he says. And that word means in completeness and wholeness. A lot of times when we look at what he's saying, how do we serve him? How do we serve the Lord? Well, we're to serve him in completeness and without blemish. In other words, here's how we ought to serve him. We ought to serve him with a clean up life. He says this is how you're going to serve the Lord. You're going to serve him with a clean life, with a moral life. Your life has to be clean before God before you can serve him. You know, it's kind of like me. If I want to serve the Lord with my heart and with my family, I got to make sure some things are cleaned up in my life. And sometimes, by the way, the Bible says judgment begins at the house of God. In other words, it starts right here. Too many times we try to clean up our neighbor's house before we do ours. You ever spoke to those people and say, "Man, our neighbors are the trashiest people I've ever seen in my life. They let their grass grow up. They hadn't washed their house." And you look over at their house, you go, "Which house are you talking about?" And they go, "Well, can't you tell there?" Sometimes when you live in your own house, you don't realize how dirty it is. Amen? You ever do that? You ever realize that you think, "Man, I got a white shirt on." Until you get a new white shirt, and you're like, "Wait a minute, that shirt's not white anymore." That shirt is the color of what God made me out of, clay, right? Out of the dust of the ground. A lot of dust came off of me in the last 2 years when I wore that shirt. But see, when we want to serve the Lord, we must know the recipe. And the recipe is to serve Him with holiness and godliness. But notice the second thing. Notice what He says, verse 14. Sincerity and in truth. Notice that. He says, in truth. By the way, He told us that he that worships must worship Him in spirit and in truth. What is truth? Well, there's actually a scripture that tells us exactly what it is. There's actually two scriptures. John 17:17, you want to write that down. "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." He tells us. I love when Jesus tells us what it is. What is truth? Thy word is truth. John 17:17. But also in 1 John 5:6, he says, "Because the Spirit is truth." The Spirit is truth. And so how are we going to serve the Lord with Michael Wiggins' home? Well, I'm going to serve him in cleanliness. I'm going to have to clean up some things. But then I'm going to have to lead my family in truth. By what? This right here. By the way, there's no book that's in the library over here that's going to help you have a home that is perfect. There's somebody's horn's going off. Somebody's still in the vehicle out there, but don't worry about it. I just saw it drive off. It's good. Most of y'all are going, "Please let it be mine. Please, please." I didn't even like the vehicle anyway. So everybody's got their clickers out. It's probably mine on the other side. But notice what he says. He says to put away, notice the last part of verse 14. He says, "And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." By the way, you're going to serve the Lord. You got to serve Him in holiness and serve Him in truth. Like I said, I mean, you can Google. You ought to try this. How to have a great home. You know what's going to come up on there? A lot of things probably, right? But really and truly, we have the recipe right here. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. You say, "I need more than that. I got to have help." The Word of God and the Spirit of God. That's what we need for our homes. See, we want some great formula, don't we? Don't you love whenever you... I bought some pancake mix not too long ago. Actually, it was pretty long ago. And it's called Pioneer Mix. Hallelujah. It had me at the name. Hallelujah. I mean, it has to be good. It says Pioneer on it. Hallelujah. And so I was in Kroger, and I was like, because the one thing I look for whenever I look for pancake mix, probably most of you guys know what I'm talking about. It says, just add water. How can you mess that up? If it's too soupy, add more mix. If it's too thick, add more water. Some of y'all went, they sell that? Some of you husbands, like, I got breakfast in the morning, babe. Amen. I love that. Just add water. I get it in there and I don't even use a measure cup. I mean, we're men. I just pour a little of this, a little of that, and I get it to the right consistency. I'm done. But I accidentally grabbed the Pioneer that had to have other ingredients in it. It confused me. Because I had to add eggs, milk, and then whatever, baking soda, powder, whatever. I mixed that up. And I was thinking, I'm just going to go to McDonald's and get breakfast. Because too many ingredients, us men, we go, and we're done. Right? You say, that's too many ingredients? Oh, yeah. Anything over water is too many ingredients. And sometimes we're that way with our lives. We're like, it's just too much. I can't handle it. But I want you to remember that God said truth and the Spirit of God is what you need for your house to be a house that is pleasing to God. Let me give you this thought and I'm done tonight. When Michael Wiggins worries about his home, Brother Tracy Fiesler worries about his home, and Brother Billy McKinney about his home, Brother Tim, Brother Schuler about his home, guess what's going to happen to our church home? See, our homes affect this home. And when Michael Wiggins says, you know what? I ain't really worried about it. My kids are gone now. My kids are not gone, by the way. I'm just hypothetically speaking. My kids are gone. Just let my home go now. Well, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to affect not only my home, but I'm going to affect this home. And as families, we need to see if there's a bigger picture. Because not only am I going to affect that home, I'm going to affect my kids' future home. Hello? I got 3 children. That's right, Bailey's moving to a home too. It's called Shelby's home. Hallelujah. We've already talked to her about that. She's fine with it. Yeah. I said, you want your car? You get Bailey with her. Right? So I said, when you meet the man that God has set in front of you, he has to meet Bailey too. Bailey's kind of like, you know, there's dogs in the world that sniff guys and sniff people, and they go, oh, good guy. They don't bite them. You know that they're good people. That's what we do with Bailey. That's how we knew that Abby was right for Caleb, because Bailey loves Abby. So we was like, Abby, you can stay. And see, it's worked out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for that. So, men, if you want to come by and send them through the Bailey test. Hey, everybody has a calling. Amen? That's Bailey's calling in life. She can, if she spits at you, you're not the one. Now, come talk to us first. You may be having a bad day. But if she gives you a hug and a kiss, it's going to work out. She's like a heat-seeking missile, I'm telling you. But I don't want to affect my kid's home because Daddy didn't take care of his home. I want Shelby to find the man that God has for her. And I want that marriage to be an example, be a home that runs off of the example that I set in our home. And I want it to be even better than the example I set for my home. But also, I want the kids that I'm around at this church to be affected by my home. By the way, we do live in glass houses. Nobody lives in a brick home that nobody can see. Our lives are so open today. Michael Wiggins ain't perfect. Donya Wiggins is not perfect. Shelby, Bailey, and Brody's not perfect. Mother-in-law is iffy. But none of us are perfect in our home. But I tell you what, we was at the nursing home today. I try to say it without crying, I won't. But my kids were singing with me at the nursing home today. Amen. I was thinking, man, what a blessing. Amen. What a blessing to have my family serving with me. Amen. Brody's even taught at the nursing home. It was 30 seconds of pure glory. And as if I wasn't emotional enough when we were up there singing, and I preached to the people there, and one old lady there, she come up to me, she said, "I'm 98. She tells me that every time I see her. And she said, "I would die to have my family sing with me." And boy, it broke my heart. This was actually not today. This was a few months ago. And boy, I just, tears welled up my eyes. Thinking, you know what? If my family will serve with me, God gets glorified and honored in that. Man, devil, you just lost. I want my family to serve with me. And then whenever I hand Shelby's hand off to scumbag, after she's 30, I'm taking her hand and putting it into a hand of a man that I know that's going to cause that home to serve the Lord. Amen. And when Brody gets to that age and his hand goes into the hand of that woman, that girl, I want that home to serve the Lord. Families tonight, I know there's nobody here tonight that says, "Man, I hope my kids do this, I hope they do that, and go wayward." And there's none of us here that would say that. All of us say, "I want my kid to serve the Lord." By the way, your kid can serve the Lord as a nurse, as a police officer, as a preacher, wherever it may be, they can serve the Lord. They can serve the Lord in school. They can serve the Lord down at the playground. But fathers, you need to be the head of the home. Joshua was the priest of his house. He said, by the way, I don't think Joshua went to Miss Joshua and said, "Now, honey, do you think we should serve the Lord?" Or did he go to his kids and go, "You know, well, what do y'all feel? Let's go ahead and get a vote. Everybody raise your hand that wants to serve." I don't believe he polled nobody. I believe he said, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Fathers, we need to man up and say, "Look, you're going to live in my house." I know it's hard to say. It's easy to say and hard to do, but we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Moms, maybe your husband's not here. Yeah. You serve the Lord. Amen. You cause your kids to serve the Lord, and God will bless you for that. I'm a result of a mom that didn't give up. She just kept going. I'm telling you, she faced such adversity in her life. But she just kept taking me to church, kept pointing me the way. And at the age of 17, surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Said, "Lord, wherever I'll go." Yep. Listen tonight. It's about your house. Let's stand tonight. But Tim's going to come. I'm going to pray. Our Father, we love you tonight. Lord, thank you for my home. Lord, I know my home's not perfect. But God, I sure am glad that my kids are here tonight, my wife. And Lord, we can just serve you hand in hand. Father, I look out across this auditorium, I see a lot of families that have been so faithful to serve you. God, I thank you for their example. Lord, I pray that you would help them to continue to be the homes that would glorify and honor you. God, we realize that one thing the devil's after today is our home and our children. Lord, help us to fortify our homes through your word and through the Holy Spirit. God, tonight I pray you use this time of invitation to deal with people's hearts. I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. If you want to sing tonight.